Hey everybody, welcome back to Jesus and Jill Just for Today. I just want to first of all say thank you for giving me a little bit of grace last week. Matthew and I are always planning for contingencies, but even when you plan for every contingency that you can think of, sometimes you're still left without episodes in the tank. And that's kind of what happened to us last week. So thanks so much for being understanding. And today we are going to have our open share. The last time we were together, I was able to share with you what I feel like will help us clear these obstacles out of our path. But I just have a super cool story about a situation where I was able to put this into practice, and it got us faithful. It worked really, really well. And so I'm looking forward to sharing that with you today. So more than likely, this is not going to be a super lengthy episode. And we're just going to trust God that you're going to get to do extra things today and be super productive. And I also just want to tell you, if you are an avid podcast listener, as I am myself, don't hesitate to up the speed on your podcast, because I have found that I can listen to so much more content if I just up the speed to like 1.25, even 1.5, 2.0. That's a little bit too fast for me to listen, but 1.25 is perfect. So don't hesitate to up the speed if you are not able to find the time to listen to as much content as you would like. So that was just free, no charge. Okay, so I want to give you my open share today, but I also want to lay a little bit of scriptural foundation before we do that. So I want you to hear two different scriptures. The first one is 2 Samuel 22:4, and it says, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." And then secondly, Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You guys know the Lord allowed me to identify four obstacles in my pathway to surrender that I am consistently being tripped up by. And those four are previous successful surrender, fear of conflict, passive living, and stubborn pride. But he also allowed me to see that praise and prayer, if I can make those two dialogues with my Lord and Savior, if I can make those a regular part of my life, then I can do a better job at keeping my path clear. And the visual that I get in my mind is whenever somebody is readying the infield of a baseball field for a game. You know how they take that big rake and they just kind of level the playing field and get it nice and pretty before the game starts. That's kind of how I see praise and prayer can help us keep our path nice and pretty and for the most part, devoid of the rocks and pebbles and obstacles that can so easily trip us up. So with that little bit of foundation and with that little bit of backstory, let's get into some open share. Hi, my name's Jill. I'm a grateful follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm in recovery for overeating and codependency, but I struggle with insecurity and fear. And boy, oh boy, was the fear really in play toward the latter part of the month of June. So my family went on a week-long houseboat vacation, and we rented a large houseboat that would accommodate my husband and my kids and my son and daughter-in-law, and then my daughter-in-law's siblings and her mom. And so there were 13 of us on this boat for basically 7 days, Friday to Friday. Well, it was kind of like camping on the water. I'd never done anything like this before, but we basically had to, we had to be responsible for all of our own meals. You know, a lot of times when you go on vacation, you end up eating out. Well, that's not an option when you're in the middle of a lake. And so Colby's mom, Jackie, and I, we put our heads together and we put a menu together and we made a daily plan. And so she and I every day would cook our meals. And it was working out really, really well because she knew how to estimate what the family would eat and how much they would eat. But we never had any leftovers. And if we did have leftovers, it was just a little tiny portion that we would put in the refrigerator. And more than likely, it would be gone by the time we got up the next morning. And so I started to notice something. It was odd, but I wasn't prepared for it. Something weird started to happen in the middle of the week. And I started responding from a place of fear. Now, I'm coming to you several weeks later because I've had plenty of time to pray about it. I've had plenty of time to talk to Jesus about it. I've had just plenty of time to be a little bit introspective and try to figure out what was going on. But while I was on vacation, I couldn't figure it out at all. I started to notice that I was no longer eating when I was hungry. I was eating according to the clock, or I was eating simply because everyone else was eating. And I justified it while we were on vacation. But then even after we got home from vacation, I just had a very, very greedy attitude where food is concerned. And the Lord is healing my heart, guys. Like I recognize that I am less greedy where food is concerned than I was when I started my recovery journey 2 years ago. I know that it doesn't matter what I eat. There is always going to be more of that particular food, even if that means I have to make it again. But I don't have to be greedy and grabby and eat half of a pizza because there's just no reason to do that. I eat what I'm hungry for, knowing that pizza is still going to be here tomorrow. And so we got back from vacation and that was not the case at all. I was very, I was pretty ugly about not sharing and just having this ugly sense of greed. It's mine. And I didn't like it, but I didn't know what was going on. And I was just talking to the Lord about it. Like, that's not who I am. That's not where I live. What is happening to me? I just felt like I got home from vacation and I regressed a lot in my recovery. I knew that I was feeling greedy, but I didn't know why, and I didn't really know how to stop. It was precarious. It was a very difficult situation to find myself in. But I think I told you, or maybe I didn't tell you, but I started reading this amazing book series while I was on vacation called the Yada Yada Prayer Group series. And I bought 3 books to read while we were on vacation, but the book series is actually 7 books long. So we got back from vacation and I bought those other 4 books because I want to finish the book series. And I'm almost finished with it now. But I am thinking about this and I'm praying about this and I'm trying to figure out what's happening. And then I'm just sitting here one afternoon, just trying to steal 15 minutes or so to read from this book. And then I come upon this in the book. And it's just a little excerpt, just a couple of sentences, but this is the main character talking. And she says, snippets from our conversation that evening kept running into each other. Love is a spiritual weapon. Praise chases away fear. Light is stronger than darkness. Pray for our enemies. An idea began percolating in my head, and it became so strong. I had to wait until she was finished with what she was saying. Well, I'm reading this, guys, and an idea begins percolating in my head. And it was almost as if the Holy Spirit took a highlighter and he highlighted that one sentence. Praise chases away fear. And I went back and I read it again. And then I went back and I read it again. Praise chases away fear. And over about the next 24 hours, it became as obvious as the nose on my face that I had given in to fear. I had given in to fear that began on my vacation, only I didn't know it. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know how to call it out. But while I was on vacation, now I know, I was afraid of missing out. I was afraid that someone else was going to eat something that I didn't get to eat. I was fearful and I was feeding that fear while I was on vacation. Fear, fear, fear. But just like the book said, praise chases away fear. And then I thought about the song, Fear is a Liar by Zach Williams. If you haven't heard this, you really need to Google this song. But listen to the chorus. It just says, fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest and steal your happiness. But praise really does chase away fear. And when I was able to recognize what I had been giving into, I was able to call it out. I was able to stop it in its tracks. I was able to read Psalms like Psalm 103, like we read together the last time we were together. And I was able to chase away the fear that I was dealing with praise. Now, When you trip over successful surrender and you get a little bit prideful, chase away that pride with praise. When you are afraid of even disagreeing with yourself, chase away that fear with praise. When you find yourself living on autopilot or giving in to passive living, wake yourself up with the smelling salts of praise. And lastly, and I feel like it's the most important one, or probably the one that's most detrimental, when you find yourself almost in a place of denial because of your stubborn pride, pray that the Holy Spirit will make you aware of it and then chase that sucker off with praise. Praise and prayer have been dynamic in my prayer life over the last few weeks, so much so that I am trying to memorize Psalm 103. Like, I'm serious, guys. I really and truly believe that if we can take our eyes off of our situation and remind ourselves of how amazingly wonderful God is, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that can stand up to that. Thank you for letting me share. And I'm going to be praying for all of us this week that we can open our eyes, that the Lord will wake us up to the areas of our life that we are continually tripping over, and that He will give us the courage to chase them away with praise. Let's close with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Jesus and Jill Just for Today.